We move on now to Hodu. Now, Hodu, which Ashkenazim say after Baruch Shamar, is comprised of essentially two parts. The first part is from Divrei Hayamim, and the second part is comprised of various psukim from Tehillim. We will talk about that in a future session. What's the history behind this prayer of Hodu? So at least this, the first part of Hodu, according to the Sefer Kolbo, is that Kol Hashanim Shahaya Ha'aron Biyiriya Tikin David Shahayu Omrim Lifnei Zehamizmar. Lifanav Zehamizmar. That all the years that the Aaron was in the possession, in a special tent enclosure in the Yiriya, then David decided, or he ruled, that they would say this Mizmor, at least the first part of Hodu, when they when the Aaron was in this special enclosure. What's the background to this? The Plishtim had destroyed the Mishkan of Shiloh, and they captured the Aaron HaKodesh, which they kept with them for a period of 7 months. During this time that the Aaron was in their possession, their population suffered, and they consequently decided to return it. So that's why when David, when he got the news that he was going to get back the Aaron, he built a special tent enclosure for the Aaron, what's called the Yiriya, and he designated a group of Levim to praise Hashem. The head of this group was Asaf. There are 12 Mizmorim that are at least partially ascribed to him, Mizmor L'Asaf. But on this day, David HaMelech composed a special Mizmor, which Asaf and his fellow Levim were to recite, which is the first part of Hodu. This is the history behind the first part of Hodu, which is from Sefer Divrei Hayamim.